Hassan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
So today then, we are talking about children, which are the primary area of focus for a lot of time for family law. And here in the studio with me from Number One Solicitors, I have Ehsan Kabir. Hello, Ehsan.
Good evening, Beth.
Normally we've talked about parents before. We've talked about access that parents will have to their children. Today we're going to go one generation up and we're going to talk about grandparents. Have you dealt with a lot of grandparental cases before?
Many grandparent cases. They are interesting ones because many grandparents, unfortunately, have a misconception that they don't have an entitlement to child access. Indeed, this is correct because grandparents' rights don't necessarily exist in law, because grandparents don't have automatic parental responsibility over children.
There must be a range of reasons why grandparents lose contact.
It can be a number of reasons. I often find when I speak to grandparents, contact issues can often arise from parents no longer being on talking terms, or perhaps it could be a new partner's come on the scene that hasn't taken a liking to the grandparent and is perhaps influencing the parent, which is then affecting the access that the grandparent had. Sometimes it can be if the grandchild is relocating or to another country. So there can be a number of issues, really.
You mentioned at the beginning that there aren't actually legal rights. So a grandparent doesn't automatically have this, you know, there's no law that says you have to be able to see your grandson or your granddaughter. But the fact that you said you've worked with a lot of grandparents must mean that it is possible.
It's absolutely possible, and this is one of the barriers that we're trying to break as a firm, because grandparents' rights are not recognised in law. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's an ultimate bar for any grandparent to have access to their grandchildren. Quite often, many grandparents' issues are resolved by informal channels with solicitors like myself, making formal communication with the parents and reaching an informal agreement for the grandparent to have contact with the grandchildren, whether that be on a weekly basis, bi-weekly basis, or it's in direct contact with over phone calls, FaceTime. There are so many different ways that grandparents can have that contact. But one of the things that I am really kind of keen to do is to kind of break that barrier, so grandparents are aware that you can have access to your grandchildren and you don't need to worry anymore. You just need to speak to the right solicitor.
How important do you think grandparents are to grandchildren?
I think the role of grandparents is fundamentally important to children, and I think it's unfortunate that their role is very easily forgotten, particularly when parents are in a moment of animosity, going through a separation. But the grandparents, you know, they provide a cornerstone for a child to be able to really understand their roots of where they've come from, what their family ties and values are. And it can really help a child, particularly, you know, with stability.
I think there's that difference. My parents are split up, and especially when they first divorced, it's probably hard for the mum not to speak bad of the dad and for the dad not to speak bad of the mum, because there's just this tension and, you know, animosity. Grandparents are probably far enough from that split to be able to give a more sort of candid, loved, rounded opinion to the grandchild that's not in this mess of a divorce at that exact point in time.
They are. You're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the kind of fundamental components that I usually put forward in a case when it involves grandparents is they hold a neutral position. You know, it works really well where children are going through a point in their lives where perhaps their parents aren't on talking terms, to really be around a neutral vocal point of their family, like a grandparent, that can really provide them the stability and the continued love and care that they need. Not say parents can't, but it's really helpful, particularly, you know, where parents are going through separation and, you know, children often need a second person that they can kind of rely on and perhaps talk to.
I think when it comes to love for children, it's the more the merrier, really, isn't it? So it's not a competition of who's going to love them more. It's just mass love, and that's absolutely fine. If there are grandparents out there listening now, Ehsan, they may not have seen their grandchildren recently. They may not have seen them in months, possibly years. Or they may be about to, there may be a divorce going to happen soon in the family, and they want to just make sure that they are doing everything they possibly can. What would your advice be to those people?
Come speak to me. I'd love to hear from you and have an informal chat about exploring and understanding what your options are, alleviating any concerns that you have, and ultimately giving you a couple of options to consider in the event of there being any kind of issues with you being able to have continued contact with you, your grandchildren. Or if you're on the other side of the fence and you've not had contact with your grandchildren for quite some time, come and speak to me, and you know, we can discuss and find a way where we can work together on allowing you to rekindle that relationship that you've lost.
I know that you do a free phone consultation at Number One's Listers, so that's a really, really quick, simple way for them to first have a chat with you, Ehsan. How can they get in touch?
So, yes, we do a free initial 15-minute telephone consultation. They can contact us via our website, which is one as in the digit one, solicitors with an S at the end, .co.uk, or they can type in Number One Solicitors, where they can phone through to our office and they can arrange a free 15-minute consultation with myself or request for a call back.
Fantastic. Ehsan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ehsan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.